This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here he is, Dr. Sean Ritchie, and I've been telling you all morning we've got some exciting news for those of you who know Morgantown, West Virginia. We'll get to that in a moment. But seminars, very important. Always like to begin telling you about them. They're free, but you have to register, and I'll tell you how to do that in a moment. But April 17th at 10 a.m., Fairfield Inn Suites in Monaca, right up over the hill from where I live. I've been there many times. It's a beautiful property right across from the beautiful Beaver Valley Mall. Castle Shannon, April 18th, 10 a.m., the Crown Plaza. I know that well, right across from the South Hills Village Mall. So what you need to do, you got to register. So 724-940-9000. But as we talk about neuropathy and how they've cured thousands, if you call that number to be a part of those seminars, why not set up an appointment? Because the first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. And if you know anyone who has neuropathy, please give them this info and tell them that there is hope. Let's not forget, I got to remind all of you that if you call today, leave your first and last name and a working number that they can reach you Monday morning. And don't forget that free survey online, doctors review to determine if you are a possible candidate, marydanstin.com. So all of those great locations, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia. And soon, May, their ninth location, Morgantown, West Virginia. That is exciting, Doc.
Oh, yeah. It's always exciting to reach out further and further. When we first started doing this in, it was 2013, 11 years ago, we had one office, and just never could imagine, you know, how many people suffered from this. They say it's over 10%, like 30 million people, but you hear those numbers, but you don't realize how many people are suffering. And when they suffer, one of the things that starts to become tough is their mobility. So one office, when we just had the one office in Wexford, people were coming from everywhere, but there was a lot of people that couldn't reach us. So that's when we started our second office and third office, and then we started bringing in more docs and just being able to spread ourselves out as much as we can for different communities, for these people that are suffering, and allow them the chance to be able to get to us has allowed us to now treat over 13,000 patients. And the greatest part about it is almost every one of these patients have gotten better, almost 50 to 100% better.
After their first visit.
Some people, yeah. Yeah, some people. I had a lady, Darby, she came in and she was... she suffered for a long time, like the 90s. It was from a back surgery, and it just progressively got worse and worse. But one of the things that was a part of her repertoire of symptoms was her legs would kick at night. She didn't know that there's this thing called restless leg syndrome. It wasn't that. It was just her legs kicked, and she was married, and her husband, he's like, oh, my gosh, like, stop kicking your legs. And after that one treatment, she came back the next week, and she's like, my husband is so excited to know. She's like, I don't know what he did to you, but her legs stopped kicking just in one treatment, just stopped kicking her feet years and years and years. And by the end of the program, though, she was 90% better, doing awesome.
You know, one of the reasons you kick your legs is because you just want to make sure it's a reaction. Your brain is saying, are my legs there? Yeah. My legs there. Where's the feeling in my legs? I mean, this can be so debilitating. Even when you're not doing anything, mm-hmm. it can interrupt the whole idea of being a whole human. You just feel like you're not yourself. I mean, there's just something missing when you're dealing with neuropathy.
Oh my gosh, that's my biggest shocker. When I first started doing it was, you know, I knew what it was. I knew that it's death and destruction of these little nerves in your skin that causes these symptoms. But to hear how it steals a person's life.
Everything.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, I just had a patient yesterday and she was telling me how she, every night she goes to bed, And it's very classic that patients go to bed, their heart slows down, they get less circulation, and their symptoms want to increase. So very common. And she's like, every night I go to bed, she's like, I know within a couple hours, my feet are on fire. She's like, to the point that I have to stick them out of the sheets. She's like, I have to get up and walk around. And I have to walk around sometimes. It's a couple minutes, sometimes it's 3 hours. But every night I could tell, like, you know, when somebody's just like has anxiety and just hasn't slept in a while, they kind of have that edginess, tired edginess. And that's her, and that's her life. And that's what she has to live for, because she's been everywhere. They're all telling her, like, you can only take medication to get you through the day, and it's going to get worse. I mean, and she's in her 60s. Can you imagine?
And listen, even when you take medication, it'll get worse.
Oh, it does. That's the worst part about neuropathy. You know, I tell everybody, it's a guarantee that it's going to get worse. It's just how fast is it going to get worse?
So the latest location coming next month will be in Morgantown. But let's talk about what's going to actually happen at these free seminars. And by the way, you've got to call 724-940-9000. They are free, but you have to register. And if you call today, leave your first and last name and a working number. So what are you guys going to be doing those days?
They're great. You know, we started doing seminar series a few years ago, and they're awesome. What we do is we educate patients. There's a lot of people out there not sure if they have it. And then there's people that are out there that are skeptical. There's people that are out there looking for that solution. And we teach everything there. So when you come in, it's free. We do fill up often. So make sure you call to register. You're welcome to come by yourself, bring a friend, a spouse, whatever it is. But when you come in, we're going to be educating you on what neuropathy is, who gets it, you know, what the typical journey is that people go through. And then we're going to teach about what we do and how our technology, which is FDA approved, it's non-invasive, there's no drugs. It's so easy. You do it at your home. We're going to teach you how we've helped over 13,000 people. And then always love to, at the end of the seminar, open it up for questions, because a lot of patients have some questions for us that we'd like to answer. And at the end of that seminar, we always offer every attendee a free consultation that we can schedule. We set times aside for these patients, our attendees, they can schedule an appointment where we can determine whether they're a candidate or not.
Listen, over 13,000 people they've helped, so why not get in the mix? And these are free seminars. Again, Beaver County, April 17th, 10 a.m., the beautiful Fairfield Inn Suites in Monaca, right across from the Beaver Valley Mall. And Castle Shannon, April 18th at 10 a.m., the Crown Plaza across from South Hills Village Mall. Again, they're free seminars, but you have to register. And if you call today, leave your first and last name and a working number, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. And if you think you're dealing with it, why not get that first consultation, examination, and treatment free? And if you know anyone that has neuropathy, please give them this info and tell them that there is hope. 724-940-9000. When we come back, we're going to talk about neuropathy. Who gets it? What do they experience? How does this affect their life? And if you are dealing with it, you know all of the above. And we're going to tell you some information about how they're the pioneers behind one of the world's most incredible technologies that no one else is using, that has made them one of the largest, fastest growing neuropathy centers anywhere in the country. Dr. Sean Ritchie, Rob Pratt, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, MaryDanstin.com, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. All right, again, those seminars, Fairfield Inn Suites, Monaca, April 17th, 10 a.m., Castle Shannon, April 18th, 10 a.m., the Crown Plaza. Pick up the phone. You can do it today. They're free, but you have to register, 724-940-9000. Everything that is Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, their next location in May will be in Morgantown, West Virginia, along with Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia. MaryDanstin.com. Let's talk about how you are the pioneers, one of the first in the world utilizing this very unique technology. Tri-State Neuropathy Center's Dr. Sean Ritchie. Doc.
Yeah, so it wasn't something I was looking for. It was something I kind of fell into. I had a colleague of mine out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, that had reached out to me and was inquiring about some services that I did at my office, and helped him to implement that into his practice. And he had called me about 3 months after that and just thanked me. And he started saying, hey, we do some specialized technologies here. Turns out one of them happens to be treating peripheral neuropathy. And he says, yeah, it's this a new technology. A neurologist discovered a way how to help to regenerate these nerves. And I'm like, you know, we're always taught that you can never do that. So I just said, I appreciate that, but no. And I always believe in fate. You know, when things slap you in the face enough, it's like you got to start to listen. And I kind of live my life like that. And so I reached back out to Dr. Jeremy, and I'm like, all right, what are you doing? And he proceeded to tell me that there's this neurologist, long story short, his mom had diabetes. He was over in Italy, and all he did was study. You know, he just studied and did tests and wrote all his studies of his work. And but his mom was over visiting him, and she flew back, and her neuropathy kicked in so bad they had to wheel her off the plane, and that kind of threw Dr. Dodaro into a tizzy, and he just started studying it, and he started saying, well, what is neuropathy? You know, what causes it? You know, what's the, you know, inevitable fate, as he watches his mom, you know, just start to degenerate there. And so he ended up taking all his studies, and he put it forth to that. And he found a guy named Dr. Ignaro in 1998, discovered a way that our body makes this thing called nitric oxide. And he won a Nobel Prize. So he took this knowledge and that this Dr. Ignaro had found out, nitric oxide your body makes, and it's natural. It just makes it, it's made in your blood vessels, and it has one purpose. It creates a vasodilation, makes your arteries, your capillaries, your veins, all very healthy. So when your blood goes out, it can actually drop off all the oxygen and nutrients. But unfortunately, as we get older, that starts to deplete. Nitric oxide, just for average numbers, they say when you're about 40, it depletes about 50%. And then when you're over 60, they say it's only about 15% production. So what's happening is all these little blood vessels, the little capillaries where the oxygen and nutrients get dropped out, start to tighten up. So unfortunately, the furthest from your heart is your extremities, your hands, your feet. So all these, the tissues down there just are being deprived of oxygen and nutrients. So he took that knowledge and he found a way utilizing certain technology that you can actually produce the nitric oxide in the tissue. So from there, that's when I was introduced to him. You know, one of the first guys around, and I had flown out, met the neurologist and was trained under his program, and I brought it back. And still didn't believe it, Rob. It was one of those things like, I'm so skeptical. There's no way that this is going to work. I took 6 patients that had it. They were in my practice. All different ranges, anything from, you know, cancer treatments, diabetes. I had a 34-year-old autoimmune disorder woman, and I put them through the program as my own clinical trial. And at the end, all of them got better. 2 of them got 100% better, and I couldn't believe it. So I put one little ad out there in Wexford, and to date, my phone still hasn't stopped blowing up. It's amazing. And then obviously with technology, it just gets better and better. And we're always at the forefront of that because obviously being one of the first guys doing it, we get to know the people that are, you know, leading the research, leading the technologies, always improving it. And we have the best technology on the market today.
Well, just remember, you've helped 13,000, but every time you cure one, 5 more people get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is the gift that keeps on giving, and it's not going away anytime soon.
No, not at all. I mean, they say, you know, like I said earlier, like 30-some million people suffer with this. That's a lot of people, 10% of Americans. But when you think about it, neuropathy, I mean, it's you have a good chance of getting it because you think of the 4 main things that causes neuropathy. Diabetes, you know, that's almost an epidemic. Cancer treatments, chemo, radiation.
These are the people that get it.
Yeah, these are the people that get it. So that, you know, that's, you know, a lot of people go through those cancer treatments, broken down backs, arthritic, stenosis, surgeries, those type of things, they can get it. And then this little hidden one, when you get like heart disease, or even some docs try to put you on just for maintenance, but a cholesterol medicine, statin drugs, that puts people through my office all the time. I'll tell you the newest one though.
What's that?
Is the booster shot, the 3rd shot of COVID.
A lot of that, you've been getting a lot of that?
A lot of people getting it from that shot. Just had a lady yesterday came in and changed her life, and she's suffering horrible with it. And it's not just with her neuropathy in her feet. It's a lot of different things. But yeah, those are the 5 things I look for. But there's a lot of reasons. There's 100 reasons people can get this. But
so we talked about the people that get it. We've talked about what they experience as far as their personal life. But what about other than kicking their legs, the burning, right, the cold, everything? Let's talk about what they physically experience, because there may be some people out there that have it and are listening to us right now are saying, that's what I have. So tell them what they experience.
Right. So, well, when you think of neuropathy, the word neuropathy is a death and destruction of a nerve. And then you think of the adjective in front of it, peripheral, just says the ends. So your brain controls everything. It'll send a signal down your back and it exits as a large nerve fiber. That's your big stuff. It controls your muscles, your heart, your stomach, your liver, your legs, picking your feet up, moving your toes. That's all a large nerve fiber. But that finally gets to an end, and it ends in your skin as this tiny microscopic little guy. It's so tiny you can't even see it. It's called a sensory nerve or a small nerve fiber. That's the nerve that gets damaged. And when it gets damaged, the classic pattern of how you start to feel what neuropathy is, it feels like a numbing sensation. Maybe your toes feel fat, numb, maybe start to tingle a little bit. Maybe it starts with one toe, then it rolls across all of them, then it bounces to the other foot, and then it wants to work its way back. That's the beginning stages. The large nerve fibers, like a sciatica, want to roll itself down. Peripheral neuropathy starts at the toes and works itself up. It'll get to the knees, and that's where it stops. But after that, after the numbness, the tingling, pins and needles, then I call it the a la carte symptoms. This is where you start to get the burning, the stabbing, electric shocks. I had a guy tell me that he goes to bed, and he knows within an hour somebody's coming in with an ice pick to slam it through his foot, wakes him out of a dead sleep, and he's got to walk around for an hour. Now, this is where it goes. So to listen to somebody who's, you know, advanced like that, I mean, it's life-stealing. Then you start to lose the ability to feel the ground, be able to walk, feel the car pedals, you know, falls start to become into your play. And it just starts to change your entire life.
So let me remind you as we go to break, you can call this number today, leave your information, first and last name and a working number that they can reach you during the week. They'll call you Monday, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. They are located in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, and soon in Morgantown. Remember, the first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. And those seminars, April 17, 10 a.m., Fairfield Inn and Suites in Monaca, Castle Shannon, April 18th at 10 a.m., the Crown Plaza. These seminars are free, but you have to register. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. And to find out everything about the Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, go to marydansedin.com. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. You realize when we started this, it was 5, it was 7, it was 10, and now it's 13,000 people you've helped, Doc.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. I still can't believe how many people that we've seen, you know, growing and growing. You know, we're working on, we have 8 offices now. We're going to be having a 9th one here soon.
And do you know when that's going to open in May? You don't have a target date?
We don't have a target date. It's just a matter of, I mean, once we get it and get everything in there, I would say it'd probably be early to mid-May.
All right, we're going to pick up on the technology in a moment. I want to get you caught up with some business. Tri-State Neuropathy Center's Dr. Sean Ritchie is here. They've got 2 seminars coming up. They are free, but you have to register. I'll tell you how you can do that in a minute. Beaver, April 17, 10 a.m., Fairfield Inn Suites in Monaca. And then Castle Shannon, April 18, 10 a.m., the Crown Plaza, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Now, you call today. Leave your first and last name and a number that they can reach you during business hours. They will call you Monday. And if you are dealing with neuropathy, please set up an appointment because the first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. So we're going to talk more about technology, but also going to talk about why it's better to catch it early. So if you feel you're having some early symptoms, you definitely want to make that call sooner than later. 724-940-9000. And remember their website, marydansedin.com. So more on the technology, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of said, like, you know, what is it that they get and catch it early and stuff like that. But the journeys, I mean, like we said, 13,000 people, that's 13,000 stories we've heard. Actually, we've probably heard a lot more than that. But with that said, they're all pretty similar. They come in and you're kind of the last exit off the highway there and the last hope. But the typical journey goes like this. You start to get that numbing sensation in the toes. It starts to feel a little tingly, a little weird. You're at your regular checkup with your PCP and you mention, hey, something's weird happening to my toes. My feet are starting to feel a little bit numb, maybe a little tingly. And the doctor kind of says, okay. And, you know, kind of puts the earmuffs on and says, all right, we'll keep an eye on it. Well, obviously with neuropathy, it's going to get worse. So next time you see him, it gets worse. And then they start to say, all right, let's run some blood work. They run the blood work to see if you're a diabetic. Comes back negative, and then they're like, well, all right, we'll keep an eye on it. Let me know when it starts to hurt. well, obviously it's going to get worse. Now all of a sudden you start to get the burning pain. You get these electric shocks in the feet waking you up at night. So now you're back at them and they're like, okay, let's get you on some gabapentin, Lyrica or Neurontin, which is a drug that tries to dim down nerve conduction to lower the pain thresholds for you. And it gets worse. So now they ship you off to a neurologist. Guess what? Neurologist is going to do the same test that they did there. But now they might put you through an EMG. Anybody out there listening, they're like, oh, man, that's a painful test, unless you're totally numb. But it's a very painful test that checks to see if these nerves are damaged. Really isn't too conclusive for us. That's some more assessing large nerve fibers. But they put you through it. And at the end, they say, you got peripheral neuropathy. And they're like, great. Now what do we do? So what do? They raise your dose of medication. And so they're like, oh, okay. Generally, that medication really doesn't help people with peripheral neuropathy. Most people tell me that it doesn't touch it. So the time goes by, it gets worse. So what do? You're back at the neurologist. They run the same test and come back and they say, yep, you got peripheral neuropathy. Great. What do? Raise the dose of medication. This is the journey that everybody tells us. Unfortunately, it's going to keep getting worse, and the end result of peripheral neuropathy is very bad. Aside from it, taking over your life, I mean, I've had people that have lost toes, lost foots, lost legs. It can lead to amputation, so it's nothing to mess around with. So catching it early, without a doubt, is the best thing. I just had a gentleman that was in; it was only 6 weeks, and he started getting it. Best time. I mean, that's an easy case. You can let it never affect your life, and usually you get the best results when you start it early. So what we do when a person comes in and they qualify, which is our most important thing when you come in for that free consult, that's the most important visit where we determine whether you're a candidate. If you are not a candidate, we don't treat you. We try to point you in a good direction. That's why we have such a high success rate, because we're selective on who we accept in our program. But if you are a candidate, we set a program up. We have a lot of different components to our program. But one of the most important things that we do is a thing called low-level light therapy. And that's what Dr. Joe Dodaro brought to the table, that can actually help produce this nitric oxide. So what's happening is these little capillaries, your heart sends blood out, goes into an artery, then hits this little capillary. It's about the size of a hair. And it's a single cell wall layer that allows all the oxygen and all the nutrients to fall out. And it feeds everything, everything from your muscles, your ligaments, your eyes, your tongue, your intestines, your skin, nerves. It feeds everything. It's a little fact that always blows my mind. If you take all your arteries and all your capillaries and all your veins and you line them up in a single file line, average human adult travels about 92,000 miles around the earth 3 times. That's incredible. 75% of it's capillaries. That's how important they are, because that's how all the oxygen and nutrients get out. That's why it turns blue or purpley in that vein and goes back to get re-nutrified. What happens as we get older, this nitric oxide that your body makes is made in these blood vessels, keeps them open, loose, pliable, healthy. But when you start to lose that production, and it does, it's just natural. When we get older, those vessels want to start to constrict. Now those capillaries start to constrict, not allowing the oxygen and nutrients to get out. So when these things are starving for oxygen and nutrients to stay alive, it's just not getting it. Furthest from the heart is down at the extremities, in particular your feet. And so what these lights do is they help to produce nitric oxide in the skin to help those little blood vessels open. And we have by far the most powerful technology on the market. I mean, there's nothing that even comes close to it.
There's only one Tri-State Neuropathy Center.
Yeah, exactly.
With soon to be 9 location, but there's only one.
Right, exactly. And so these lights, all they do is produce nitric oxide in the skin to make your little vessels open. And then it's just like watering grass that hasn't been watered in a while. We just water these nerves and allow them to start to regenerate.
Every step you take, it's like a pump. Mm-hmm. Your heart circulates blood, but taking those steps makes your heart strong because it continues to work. So when you're not walking, you're not moving,
right?
It starts to affect other organs in your body. So we're talking more than all of the things that you're dealing with. But when you're not moving,
right,
atrophy sets in with muscles. Right. There's so much that can go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, blood supply is so important. I mean, that's what keeps us alive, keeps things healthy. And that's the basis of our program. But we have all these other components. We can help improve microcirculation with one technology. We can literally have a stimulatory technology that we help those nerves to start to fire again. It's kind of like re-educating them how to function. We have all kind of different components to our program. And it just depends on each patient when they come in. You know, what is it that they're going through? How long has it been? How severe is the case? And, you know, even health conditions are, you know, we got to go through everything. So that first visit that we offer for free is the most important. And that's why we're very successful, is we're very selective on who we allow into the program.
All right. I always make him give us some individual success stories, and he'll do that when we come back. But again, seminars coming up: Fairfield Inn Suites in Monaca, April 17th, 10 a.m. Castle Shannon, April 18th, 10 a.m. The Crown Plaza. They're free, but you have to register. So call 724-940-9000. You can wait till Monday morning or call today. Your first and last name and a working number. They can reach you during business hours throughout the week. And if you think you're dealing with it, hey, set up an appointment, because the first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. 724-940-9000, MaryDanstin.com. All right, let me take care of some business here before he jumps in with some of those great success stories. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, and coming next month, Morgantown, West Virginia. They've got some seminars coming up. They're free, but you've got to register. April 17th, Fairfield Inn Suites, Monaca. Castle Shannon, April 18th, 10 a.m., the Crown Plaza. The number, if you want to call this Saturday morning, do so, but leave your first and last name and a working number. They will call you on Monday between business hours. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. And if you think you have neuropathy, when you leave your information today, say, I want to make an appointment too. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. 724-940-9000. I always love individual success stories. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, every day we see people getting better and better. You know, some people right out of the chute can start to really feel some significant changes. Some people, it takes a little time. But ultimately, almost everybody will get anywhere from 50 to 100% better. I mean, there's so many stories that we have that we just go on and on. But I had a guy in, his name was Henry, and a poor guy suffered with Parkinson's along with neuropathy, and his neuropathy was so bad that he couldn't even do therapy to help with his Parkinson's. And so we went at it and got him signed up for the program, and by the end of his treatments, he was 100% better with his neuropathy. And at that point, you know, he was able to now start his physical therapy to work on his Parkinson's, and he did really well with it. And it's just amazing to see it. I remember this one gentleman came in, and he would sit there, and his hands were so cold and numb and freezing and tingling, and he would just sit there and rock and rub his hands in the chair and rock and then his balance was horrible. I mean, every time he'd come in, I would just be standing around him because I never knew if he was going to just lose his balance and fall. And, you know, right by the counter there, like I was worried that he would fall and hit himself on the counter. And I just remember always being so worried. And I remember at the end of the program, I was looking at him, and he was just sitting there, and he had his thumb like hanging in his pocket, like kind of leaning on his right leg, just hanging out. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. Like, his balance was 100% there. He was hanging out like he was a cool dude, and, you know, without rocking, no balance. He'd sat in his chair. There was no rocking. You know, his hands weren't freezing and the electric shocks and all that stuff. And he was just normal. I'm like, I wish that we could film stuff like that. Just even simple walking. I remember one lady, Jane, I mean, she suffered from a long time, to the point that her numbness was so bad, half the time she'd have to come in a wheelchair. She had fallen, you know, several times. Last one, she fell and she broke her hip. And, I mean, man, she suffered horrible. I mean, the numbness, the tingling, I mean, just balance was bad. I mean, burning was like through the roof. She would have to put her feet outside of the sheets at night and just simple things that she was looking for, not only to just get rid of her neuropathy, but to get off a gabapentin. She was on 1,800 milligrams a day. She's like, I feel like I'm in left field. I can't even focus.
Brain fog.
I mean, look at the side effects of these medications that you're taking, and there's a good chance that you're going to get some of them. And that's, again, that's not addressing any of the problem. That's just trying to mask it. But she was struggling, and she was so worried that the rest of her life she was going to be in a wheelchair. And like the biggest goal is she wanted to go see her kids play soccer, and being able to get out and play, see these people do play soccer was her goal. You know, with a wheelchair, it was really hard to do. So at the end of the program, I remember testing her, and like her scores went through the roof. You know, she was walking in now. She wasn't having to bring her wheelchair. You know, she wasn't 100%, but she was on the way to walking again. And I remember after we tested her, and she remembered the first time when we did this real simple exam, putting ice packs, putting sharp things on her feet that she couldn't feel. When I was doing it, she was feeling it. And I just saw the tears rolling down her eyes, knowing that she is getting better. And I know to date that she's out there getting ready to go see her grandkids play soccer. So these are stories I love to be able to help people. I know one guy loves fishing, and he'd get out in a creek and he would fish for trout. And with the numbness, he wasn't able to do that anymore. So I remember when we finished up with the program, he brought a picture of a trout that he caught. You know, he was able to get back in the creek again. So, I mean, another guy loved gardening, and he wasn't able to do it working on the house. Henry, he just couldn't do the stuff that he did before. And at the end, he was back working on his house and looking forward to getting his garden going. It's crazy how this affects a person's life.
Especially, you don't think of it, but the little things that are taken from you, too. It's not always just the big thing. It's mm-hmm. the little things, like going out into the garden or walking around the yard or mowing your grass.
Right.
Or even bending down to pick up something. You know, little things, or your grandkids. I mean, so many things are really stolen from you.
Oh, yeah. One of the big things that is sleep.
Oh.
Okay. And I mean, the Lady Evelyn, she just said that was her biggest thing. She's like, you get me to sleep, I'll be happy. And after the program, she looked at me and she smiled. She's like, I'm sleeping like a baby. So I just can't imagine that. I can't imagine to know that I'm going to go to bed and within an hour or so or two or three, I'm going to get woken up with, I don't know if it's burning or stabbing, electric shocks, whatever it is. And then I got to get up. Cramping's a bad one. You know, people get these bad cramps. And then they got to walk around, and that's their whole life.
Listen, great job today. Passionate as always. And now I understand why it's soon to be 9, because it just keeps getting better for so many. Mm-hmm. 13,000 people you've helped cure. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, first consultation, examination, treatment free, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Beaver, that seminar, Fairfield Inn Suites in Monaca, April 17, 10 a.m. Castle Shannon, April 18, 10 a.m., the Crown Plaza. They are free, but you have to call to register, 724-940-9000. MaryDanston.com. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.